The Berlin Chaos Computer Club. This association of geeks and hackers has regularly made headlines in the press for over 20 years. The Chaos Computer Club boldly denounces security problems with computer systems and threats to data privacy. One of the current issues is the security of fingerprint systems.
To copy any fingerprint, you simply need a plastic cap of a bottle, a little bit of superglue, a digital camera, as well as wood glue, and a certain kind of skin-friendly glue.
How simple is it really? We will do the test. This computer mouse has a built-in fingerprint sensor. Using this fingerprint-based identity check, one is able to log onto one's own computer without the need of a password. To log onto this computer, however, we need the fingerprint of the legal owner first. We find it on this bottle.
First, we put some drops of superglue into the plastic cap and hold it next to the fingerprint on the bottle. The glue vapors now ascend and condense on the residue of the fingerprint and form a white layer.
Using the digital camera, the layer will be photographed and edited on the computer. The ridges of the finger must be clearly recognizable, and the size has to correspond precisely to the original. The edited photograph is then printed out on a plastic foil using any conventional office printer.
The printing ink shows a three-dimensional surface, which we then paint over with some of the wood glue. Afterwards, the layer of glue on the surface serves as our fingerprint dummy.
We now have to cut the dummy to the correct size of the finger. With the help of a model, it will be glued to our skin. Therefore, we need the skin-friendly glue, which is also used for prostheses and masks, providing a secure hold for the dummy fingerprint. Now we test our fake fingerprint. Will it be recognized by the sensor? It works!
Well, with a few minutes of work and only little effort, I can get my second identity.